All right, good morning. Today's daf is daf Chav Gimel in Menachos. We are at the bottom of the Yamad of Chav Beis, Amad Beis, a short daf due to the length of Tosfos. Okay, we Tarovis today, a continuation of the topic of Tarovis. I told you it's like punctuated, everything is short and sweet and right to the point. Today's a little bit of a tricky daf. The Amad Beis today is a little tricky, but okay, Amad Aleph is a little easier. Okay, now that I rated the Gemara in terms of ease and difficulty, we started the Mishnah yesterday in Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah started the discussion of Tarovis. The Mishnah talked about a number of cases of mixtures when in the world of Menachos. So, for example, the Mishnah says that if you have a Kometz that gets mixed up with another Kometz, so the Mishnah says that's fine. Why? Because they're both going to get burnt on the Mizbech, so one Kometz gets mixed up with another Kometz. So what? They're both going to get burnt on the Mizbech, and the Mishnah says that would be fine. Kometz gets mixed up with any mincha that gets burnt on the Mizbech, same story, so it's fine, because anyway it's going to get burnt on the Mizbech. There's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said that it's not fine, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that what's going to end up happening is that you're going to have some sort of a distribution of the oil, right? Let me take one step backwards. If let's say you have a mincha get mixed up with another mincha where the oil and flour ratio is different, right? Usually we have an oil flour ratio of I learned yesterday 1 to 7, right? That's what I learned yesterday. So where it's 1 log of shemen to 1 isaron of flour, but there are some menachos where the oil flour ratio is where there's a lot more oil. So what if they get mixed up? So again, so according to the Tanakhama, that's fine, and you throw it up onto the mizbech because it's all going to get burnt anyway. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda, now we could say it. We learned yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda back in the Mishnah says that's going to be a problem. Why? Because zubalilava zubalila racha vehin bolos zumizu. Problem is, says Rabbi Yehuda, is that look, there's going to be distribution of the oil, and according to Rashi, right? I know there not everyone agrees, but according to Rashi, it's going to hurt both. In other words, the one whose oil flour ratio is 1 to 7, where it's going to get more oil from the other mincha, and that's riba shmeina, that's too much oil, and that disqualifies the mincha. And because the oil is now sapped from the other mincha, so that's going to be mit shmeina, that's going to have less oil, and that's going to be a problem. Okay, that's part one of what we learned yesterday, and that's part one of our review. Another part of our review from yesterday is going to be the classic discussion of min b'mino. Okay, this comes up, and then whenever we talk about Tarovis, this comes up time and again. Min b'mino, when I have like objects that get mixed together, so Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that there is never bittul. Never bittul. Now, it can help us, it can hurt us. It can go in either direction. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda is not being machmir, is not being mekel. He just simply says there's no bittul. Sometimes it helps us. Meaning if I got a little bit of blood that needs to be sprinkled on the mizbech, and it gets mixed up with a lot of blood that's not going to get sprinkled on the Mizbech. So Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, throw it all on the Mizbech. Why? Because it's blood, and bloods are never mevatel one another. And Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is ain't a batel. We learned yesterday the Chachamim, Shitas Chachamim is min b'mino is batel. We talked about the sources of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the questions we posed on the sources of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. But okay, that's the sources goes back to yesterday. But it just in terms of the Shitas, in terms of the opinion, so no, for today, the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about min b'mino. Okay, we're going to continue on Chav Beis Amud Beis. We're at the two dots, Tanan. And we're going to go back to our Mishnah. Now, this is a basic question you can ask on our Mishnah. What do we know? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Lasachim Psula, Shezublila Avav, Zublila Racha, Behem Bola Zumizu. So we go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah brought the case where I had different menachos get mixed up together, where the oil flour ratio was a different ratio, and it's going to be a problem, and it's going to be, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're stuck. Both of the menachos become disqualified. So the Gemara now asks the basic question, and truth be told, Ben asked this question at the end of yesterday's daf. V'chi bol os zumizu mahave. So what? So what? So one mincha absorbs a little bit of the other mincha. So what? Have a min beminohu. We remember we are in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. The world of Rabbi Yehuda says that there's never bittul by min bemino. So if there's no bittul, so what's the problem? Each one could still be looked at as an independent mincha. So the Gemara answers very fundamentally. Amar Rava, kasavar Rabbi Yehuda, kol shu min bemino v'dava acher, salak es mino kimi she'eno, v'she'eno mino Rava alav umevatlo. So the Gemara says like this, even according to Rav Yehuda, yes, it's true. Min bemino, there's never bittul. So in a simple case, where let's say I have a little bit of blood of one animal, gets mixed up with a lot of blood of another animal, so Rav Yehuda says, I do not care. I do not care what the ratio is, I do not care what the proportions are, there's never going to be bittul. They are like items do not negate one another. That's in a simple case. This is not a simple case. Because over here, you have flour and oil. If it were just a function of the oil, so then you're right. Min bemino ain abatel. So oil does not negate oil. But it's oil and flour. So here I have a mixture of oil and flour. And Rava teaches us that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when I have min bemino v'davar acher, I have oil and flour. So now even Rabbi Yehuda will do the following. Silek esmino kemisha'eno. So Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, okay, basically, I know it's all mixed together, so we're not doing this physically, we're doing this legally. Take the oil, kind of move it aside, and look at now just simply oil and flour. Silek esmino kemisha'eno, u'she'eno mino rabba alava mavatlo. And now, basically, we just look at the flour and the oil. And if it's too much oil for the flour or too much flour for the oil, so now we're going to be talking about bittul. Okay? So Rava teaches us that in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, even if it were simple min bimino, correct, there'd never be bittul. But here it's min bimino v'davar acher, oil, and flour. So now, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we put the oil, so to say, aside. Legally, that is. We view it as if it's on the side, and we just look at now the oil and the flour. Okay. So, okay. By the way,
being mixed together.
What?
Two
kemitzas got mixed up together, or
both have oil in them?
Yes, correct. Two kemitzas. Wait just 1 second. Two kemitzas get mixed up together, or a kemitza gets mixed with, let's say, the minchas kohen gadol. Which is going to get totally burnt on the mizbeach. It's the same story, meaning, you're right, it's both of them have oil and flour. So the Gemara wants to, but we still, the problem is that one has a ratio of 1-7, the other one has a ratio of 3-7. Okay, so the problem now is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so what? Leave everything alone, meaning there should never be bittul. And the Gemara's answer is, if it were just oil, as we would have said that. But it's not just oil, it's oil and flour. And now what you're doing is you're introducing either too much oil for the standard mincha or too little oil for the minchas kohen gadol, and that's going to be the problem, even according to Rabbi Yehuda.
But we're setting aside oil from one of them.
We're not putting anything aside. Right, correct. We're not putting anything aside. It's just simply that even Rabbi Yehuda, we can't ignore the flour, meaning the flour is there in the mixture. If it were just oil, so then you're right, never bittul. But it's flour and oil. Now we have to regard the flour.
So by Rabbi Yehuda, if it was just oil that
right.
we were talking about,
right.
flour, it would never be bittul.
Correct.
No matter what.
After the kemitza is mixed, what remains can be fixed or not? I think it can be fixed, right? But
after the kemitza has been mixed, meaning what?
They took the two parts. The two things. Can each one be fixed by adding to that again?
No, you can't. No, once you put your mincha together, that's it. You can't.
So what do you have? You have one cup now? Or you have two cups still?
No, one cup.
You mix it together. You mix it together, one bowl.
One.
Yeah.
Now, when it's not bittul, it's better, right? Because then it's not possible.
Correct. In other words, right. That's what I said from the very beginning.
Right. Right.
Just because there's no bittul can sometimes help us, can sometimes hurt us. It can go either way. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda is not Beshita being machmer, not Beshita being meko. He's Beshita saying that when they're like items, there's never bittul. It could help, it could hurt. In this case, Aaron, you're absolutely right. It will help us.
When does it hurt?
When would it hurt if I have, let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a drop of Isser fall into a gallon, into a barrel of Heter,
right,
and they're like items? I can't eat it.
They don't betray each other?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino in a batel. There's never bittel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. You'll be happy to know we don't passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, but that's good news for today. But the Shulchan Aruch, we all passing like the Chachamim. Rashi passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but you don't have to worry about that. And the good news is I don't have to worry about that either, because Rashi's opinion is mavutal. It's
his opinion, is it 1 to 60 ratio matters? It doesn't matter.
No. Never. Never. Never bittel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay?
Because it's never bittel, then the mincha's kosher.
All right. Correct. In this case,
you have the two minchas.
Correct.
You still consider it like it's two minchas.
That's absolutely correct. Good. We're on the same, we're totally on the same page. Itmar. Kamech the minchas chote sheshamno. Okay. From here until the Mishnah, Gemara is going to get a little bit sidetracked, not much, and it's not really left field discussion. What if I have a minchas chote? Minchas chote, of course, is a mincha that does not have oil. It could either be the mincha offered by the sota, or it could be the mincha offered by a sinner, one of the three sins mentioned at the end of Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah says that if you can't afford an animal, a karban chatos, so the Torah gives you an allowance to purchase a mincha, flour offering, and bring the flour offering. But because you're a sinner, we don't want it to, the Torah doesn't want it to be muhudar, doesn't want it to be nice, so there's no oil that goes into this mincha. So the Gemara asks a really simple question, which you would think it's so funny, you would think the answer is so obvious. The question is, comes to minchas chote shishamno. What if I put a little bit of oil on this minchas chote that does not have oil? And the Torah says no oil should be put on it. What if I put a little bit of oil on it? Right? It's a weird question. So Rav Yochanan Omer Pasul. And then Rav Yochanan gives the answer, which really would have been the obvious answer. No, you can't do that. And not only can you not do that, if you do that, you disqualify it, because as the Gemara is going to quote in just a moment, the Torah says, Lo yasim ala Hashem, and you can't put oil on it. Okay, so why is this a discussion? Why is this going to take us to the Mishnah? Because of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Amar Hu Atzma Mishe Kashku Bishayari Halug Umaaleu. So Reish Lakish says, no, it's okay. It's okay if you put a little bit of oil on it. Why? Because Reish Lakish says, because anyway, a little bit of oil is going to go on it anyway. What? Right. Where does that come from? Where did he get that from? And the Gemara immediately says, what? V'haksiv lo yasim ala Hashem and lo yiten ala levona. Reish Lakish, what are you talking about? So, hahu shelo yikva lo Hashem kechav roseha. So Reish Lakish says, oh, the Pasuk in Chumash means as follows. Before you do the Kamitza, so you're right, you can't put oil on. Rashi says we're talking about before you do the kamitza. Rashi is the second short line of the page. Shelo yikva lo shemen. Right, be'od shelo nikmasa, avala acher kamitza, im shamna ktsas kasher. Yeah, the Torah says don't put oil on before kamitza, but after kamitza, a little bit of oil, that's okay. So Eser of Yochanan Reish Lakish and the Gemara now is going to challenge Reish Lakish's viewpoint. Reish Lakish now has a tremendous chiddush, really an unbelievable chiddush, that after you do kamitza, then you can put a little bit of oil on. That's fine. That's okay. And despite the fact that the simple pshat in the pasuk sounds like there's no oil on it whatsoever, Reish Lakish says that's before the kamitza. So, Reish Yochanan Reish Lakish, Charshin Esar Bebalol Yakriv. So if I have a dry mincha that gets mixed up with a balol, with an oily mincha, so Yakriv, so Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Yakriv. So now, what is the case exactly? My love, comes to minchas chote diyariv, becomes to minchas nedava. So what the case is that the comets of a minchas chote gets mixed up with a comets of a minchas nedava, meaning a non-oily mincha, minchas chote, gets mixed up with an oily mincha. And the Gemara says, and it seems to be what the pshat in the Braisa is, The Gemara says, "Lo, minchas parim ve'elim ve'minchas kvasim." No, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about a mincha of a bull, mincha of a ram, meaning nesachim. It's talking about different types of nesachim with a different ratio of flour to oil. The Gemara says, "Vaha behejikatayin la minchas parim ve'elim ve'minchas kvasim v'charav shenesar be'balo yikrav Rabbi Yehuda Amar lo yikrav." So the Gemara says, "I don't understand. You take it, go to the next part of the brisa. That's the next part of the brisa." So what is the Bryce doing? Repeating itself? And the Gemara answers very simply, yeah, Bryce is repeating itself. No, not repeating itself, meaning making a header statement and then explaining the header statement. Perushikam Farish Law. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's just giving us pshat. Okay, and that's it. In other words, so this really does not indicate one way or another whether a non-oily mincha, minchas chote, can get any oil on it whatsoever. And again, machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and I would venture to say that here the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, no oil can go on it whatsoever. Usually the halacha falls like Rav Yochanan, and the letter of the Rambam points to Rav Yochanan's direction. By Rav Akomitz, Shemitza Shmano Agabe Eitzemahu. Okay, next question. Let's say I have a kometz. Kometz, of course, is a fistful of flour that I took out of the mincha. We're talking about now a standard mincha with oil in it. And then what I did is I squeezed it. All right, I squeezed it. Now, of course, you have a collection of flour and oil. So when I squeeze it, some of the oil is gonna drip out. Shmeino agabe eitzim mahu. Now, what exactly is the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara asking? So again, look at Rashi. Rashi is further down on the page. Mahu mi havechaser kometz olo mi aminen chuburi ola mashu mechaber Hashem lekometz shechozev enosin akometz al haeitzim. So the first explanation that Rashi gives is that, well, if I squeeze out some oil, so now I have a depletion of oil. I have a lack of oil. Remember, the ratio of oil and flour is an exact ratio. And if I squeeze, and I squeeze out some of the oil, so maybe it's no good. On the other hand, I could simply say, well, if I squeeze it on the wood, which is going to get burnt, so maybe it's still part of the kometz. That's explanation number one. Rashi, later on, right before the Mishnah, suggests another pshat. Lashon Acher. Where do you find me right now? I am in the last Rashi before the Mishnah, the Rashi of Etzem Iparish, right? And then Rashi, what happened over here is, for whatever reason, Rashi reserved the second pshat till the end of the sugya. Okay, Lashon Acher, Rashi says, another possible pshat over here in terms of what the question is, Kama Shemitza Shmeino Agabe Eitzemau Mi Bai Lahaktir Eitzim. Right, in terms of the comments is still fine. Do I have to burn the wood that the oil landed on? Im kometz olo chibure olen shem shemechab ala kometz ka olen damu. V'yemeno maktira have a kometz chaser olo ke olen velo ichbalan. All right. Do I have to burn the wood that the oil dripped on? Either way, chibure olen ka olen damu olav ka olen damu. So Amrle, so the question is this considered chibur? Is the oil still considered connected to the kometz? So the Gemara says, look, we have a discussion back in the good old days of Zvachim, and it pretty much was a similar discussion. Itmar, Hamala Aver, She'ein Bo Kezayis, Ve'etzam Ashlim Ala Kezayis. Remember the case where I take a piece of meat and I offer it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's not good. That's an Isser. An Isser Kares, Mala B'chutz. Remember, though, in order to be chayev, in order to get liability, you need a requisite amount. You need a shear, and the shear is a kezayis. What if I don't have a kezayis of meat, but if I look at the meat together with the bone, the two make up a kezayis, meat and bone. Now, remember, bone is our great parv, meaning bone doesn't really need to be burnt on the mizbeach, but as long as it's attached to the meat, so I'm going to burn the bone on the mizbeach. Bone of an ola, that is. So, how can I... Do I view an attachment as if it's part and parcel? So Rav Yochanan Amar Chai, Reish Lakish Amar Patur. So Rav Yochanan says, yes, attachment is considered part and parcel. So now that means that the bone and the meat together are viewed as one, whole, one entity, and therefore you have a shear and you're going to be chayev. And Reish Lakish disagrees. So Rav Yochanan Amar chayev chibur olin kolin damu. Reish Lakish Amar pato chibur olin lavka olin damu. So the Gemara now says, now that we know the machlok is between Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, it just say the same thing over here. I take some oil, I take a comet, I squeeze it, so that oil comes out and it comes right down on the piece of wood. Are they still viewed as connected or not connected? Lich Ora, the Gemara is now suggesting, that's the Machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, nah, it's not necessarily, the two issues are not necessarily related. Tibayla Rav Yochanan and Tibayla Reish Lakish. Question can go either way. Tibayla Rav Yochanan, I can look at my Rav Yochanan Hasam Alabe Etzem Dimina Debasterhu. Look. Bone is part of the animal. It's easy to look at bone and meat as one entity because they're all coming from the same entity. It's all part of the animal. But over here, oil, in other words, once they squeeze the oil out, so I could simply say, look, here's the comets, then that's oil. I know the oil came from the comets, but it's not really part of the comets. Or we can argue in the other direction, even according to Reish Lakish. Loka amar ela be'etzem davar debar mefarishu v'yiparish lav mitzah lahadure. Remember, we talked about bones. In the world of bones, if bones were to fly off the mizbeach, you don't have to put the bones back up again. Aval shem and delav bar mefarishu lo. On the other hand, oil, that's not necessarily true by oil. Odimaloshna, maybe there's no difference. Taku. So the Gemara says, look, even after knowing the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding bones and meat, that may not translate to our debate about oil coming out of the comets. And the Gemara ends off by saying, Taku, good question asked by Ravan, I don't know. Okay, so just one second. So three issues that we dealt with today. First of all, according to Rav Yehuda, min bemino, there's never bittul. So the first thing that we learned today is the chiddush of Rava, which is that if there is a third party, right, if there is another entity in that mixture, so then we don't just simply look at the min bemino, we look at the min bemino and the davar acher, we actually almost legally move aside the min, and we look now at the interaction between the two dissimilar objects, and so therefore, even according to Rav Yehuda, there's a possibility there for bittul. Okay, that's issue number one. Issue number two today was, what if I take a minchas chota and put a little bit of oil on it, right? And so machlok is Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, but Allah is like Rav Yochanan, that's no good, it's pasul. And finally, the third issue that we've seen so far today is the issue of chiburin. If I squeeze a little bit of oil out, is that oil still considered like it's part of the comets? Does it need to get burnt on the Mizbeach? And the Gemara leaves this question unresolved.
What is chibur?
Chibur means connection.
I mean, anybody played with the dough, you know, with the oil, when you touch the dough,
It's a very good question. When we talk about the precision of the measurements over here, when you pour oil out, right, there's oil is very viscous. It's a good point, and there is going to be some oil remaining in the jar. Okay, there is a tosfos. I'll be honest with you. There is a tosfos over here that does speak a little bit about this idea that there's always going to be a little bit of oil that's clinging to the kalim. And if you want to see, it's the second tosfos on the page. And tosfos, right? V'im toma hatanam bepirkin hashemen miyuto ma'akev es rubo. Right, even a little bit of oil is ma'akev yeshlam shlo nitna tor lamalache hasharis v'eavsher shlo yishar belug min hashemen. Tosfos says, look, the Torah knows who its audience is. The audience is us, and we're not malachi hasharis. We're not angels, and we're not.
Are we supposed to wash kli sharis between services?
Yes, but in other words, the kli sharis is holding a log of shemen.
Right. So you use it.
But even if I used it, I'm not getting 100% of the oil out.
I understand that. Right. The thing is that using it for a second service, so in between...
But before the second service, meaning...
You don't have a log.
You don't have a log of shemen in the mincha.
But you could have filled it up. You're
correct about that. But I'm just... Tosos is just dealing with... You're never really going to have the full log into the flour. And Tosfos says, okay, right?
You can add it to it.
No, but I don't think Tosfos is suggesting that. Tosfos is saying that the
meter higher.
But I don't think that's what Tosfos is saying, right? I think
simple.
Good, you and I are on the same page. Tosfos' simple pshat is, look, with the Torah understands who the audience is, we're not going to get 100% of the oil, the log shemen, into the mincha. Okay, next. Okay, more Tarovas for today. Now, I told you, the first part of the daf today is pretty straightforward, right? Most of the issues resolved, one issue unresolved. Okay, the Mishnah's fine. The Mishnah's going to be straightforward. It's after the Mishnah where basically it's just hold on. Okay, it's just, right, it's just everyone just hold on for dear life. And, okay, but we still have some time before we get to that point. Shtei manachos, shelo nikmetzu, v'nis arvu zu bazu. Okay, so now let's make it more complicated. Meaning the first Mishnah, yesterday's daf, was easy. Because the mixture involved things which are going to get burned on the Mizbeach anyway. Good, so what do? I take the mixture and I put it up onto the Mizbeach. That's simple. But now let's make it not so simple. Now let's talk about a case where two menachos, meaning flour and oil, each one of them mixed together, and they get mixed together before kmitza was done. Okay, so now it's not so simple anymore. Shtei menachos shelo nikmetzu v'nisarvu zu bazu. So, let's say, now remember, we're talking about basically two doughs getting mixed together. So if it was a full belila, if the two of them got totally mixed together, a full distribution of mincha into mincha, so what are you going to do then? There's nothing you can do then. But im yachol likmot mizubif ne'atzmo or mizubif ne'atzmo. Everyone know what a Venn diagram is? No? Mm-hmm. By the two, right?
Two in the middle. Where
Right. That's right.
Circles where you got this
right. It's after you went to school. Right. It's a new math. So it's two circles. I want to draw it on the board behind me. It's two circles where
the centerpiece is the common element.
Right. In other words, it's two circles where there's a little bit of overlap in the middle of the circle, but right, correct, like the Olympic rings, exactly. So if you can visualize that. Ah. Thank you. You know, in South America, everyone who's an attorney is called doctor. So, you know, you get the... today you get upgraded to a doctor. Okay. So fine. So it's like this. So if the two menachos get mixed together, but I still have a little bit over here and a little bit over here. So now what I'm going to do is, the Mishnah is going to tell me I'll do a kmitza from here, and I'll do a kmitza from here, and I know there's a little bit of overlap in the middle, but it's okay. Mishnah says that's okay. Shtei menachos shelo nikmetzu v'nisarvu zu bazu im yachol likmot mizubif ne'atzmo mizubif ne'atzmo ksheiros v'im lav psulos. Okay. Case one of the Mishnah.
Okay. It's the same kind of milk.
Right.
If it's two different ones,
so then you're going to have the oil issue and the redistribution of oil.
Maybe.
Okay, fair. Okay, again, another complicated scenario. Let's say I have a kumis. Now remember, the kumis is a fistful of flour that needs to be totally burnt on the mizbeach, and it gets mixed up with a mincha where I did not take kumis off yet. That's going to be a problem because that kometz needs to be totally burnt on the Mizbeach.
How do you know what
to burn? So, wait, Shalom lo yakter. So, now we know that the kometz need to be burned. The mincha, I need to do a kemitzah from that mincha, but I have another kometz getting mixed up in it already. So, lo yakter, so you can't burn this whole mixture. However, the im hikter, but if you did burn it, wink, wink, right? If you did burn it, zusha nikmetza ola labalim, zusha lo nikmetza ola labalim. Look, you really shouldn't. I don't mean this tongue in cheek. Meaning, you really shouldn't. It's shirayim. Let's make sure that we understand. Shirayim are not allowed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Shirayim, unless it's a mincha v'kohen, the regular standard mincha shirayim need to be eaten by the kohanim. Shirayim are not allowed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So the problem now is that yes, it's true. The kometz that I took off, which should have been burnt on the mizbeach, fine. But it gets mixed up now with another mincha, and this mincha has shirayim in it. It's not even yet shirayim. Right. It's a very kamitza, hasn't even been taken off yet. But it can't be burnt on the mizbech. So, just one second. So the Mishnah says lichatchila, there's nothing you could do. But bidiavad. If the whole thing was burnt on the mizbech, so at least for the one whose chometz was removed, his chometz got burnt. He can go home now. Check. His mincha was offered.
Is this under the principle of lo yared kind of thing?
No. It's
absorbs.
No. Because over here, it's a bigger issue because it hasn't been brought up to the mizbeach yet.
No, what you're saying, if they brought it up already.
If they brought it up already, so it's going to work. But right, but not for the person whose mincha it got mixed into, but for the guy whose chometz was already been separated. Case number 3 of the Mishnah. This arif komsa bishireha. Okay, case number 3 over here, again, so all these cases are complex because of the issues of it doesn't all get burnt on the Mizbeach. Let's imagine now the following scenario. I have a mincha. Let's go with the first case of this, first scenario of this third case. I have a mincha. I take off the chometz, and by accident I put it right back in. Now, what will you tell me? Okay, well, we'll start from scratch. No. Once I take off the chometz, that which I'm holding in my hand now is called chometz. That's what it is. And the remainder is called shirayim. So when I mix it, put it back in now, I have a tarovis. I have a mixture of chometz and shirayim. That's going to be a big issue. And the Mishnah says, lo yaktir. Okay, so don't burn it. Why don't burn it? Because, again, shirayim does not get burnt. You're not allowed to burn shirayim on the mizbeach. However, that's lechatchila b'diavad v'imhikter ol l'balim. If you did burn it, so you already separated the comets got burnt on the mizbeach, so you get a check, okay? Maybe check minus, but I'm saying, but you get a check because the comets got burnt, and that's the most essential part of a mincha, to burn the comets. Okay, 3 cases over here in the Mishnah, each one of them has its own complexity.
But the third case, if it was a Kohen's, it wouldn't matter.
Right? Right, that's correct. But if it were a Kohen's, then that would take us back to the Mishnah on Chav Beis, because that's talking about where mixtures all need to get burnt. These 3 cases are talking about where mixtures got mixed together, some get burnt, some don't get burnt, and then you're going to be stuck. Amar Rav Chista Nevela Betela B'Shchuta. Okay, now, hang on. Here's where it's going to get a little bit tricky today. Okay, let's remind one another. Okay, let's start off with a reminder. Min b'mino. Okay, according to Rav Yehuda, never bittel. Like we talked about in the beginning of today's daf. According to the Chachamim, there will be bittel. Okay, except for when it's min b'mino and it's a carbon. Okay, but according to the Chachamim, there's not going to be bittel. According to the Chachamim, there will be bittel. Okay, I'm already confusing you. And now, I'm going to tell you right now that there's going to be a third opinion on this, the opinion of Rabbi Chiya. Okay, stay tuned. Okay, for a little bit. We'll get to that in just a moment. Amar Rav Chista, Nevela Betela B'Shchuta. Nevela becomes Batal B'Shchuta. Okay, Rashi. First Rashi on the Gemara. Im Yeshtei Chatichos, Shchuta V'Achas, Shchuta V'Achas Nevela. I got 2 pieces of meat get mixed up together, shkuta nevela. Ve'en yadua ezehu, betela behem shim naga ba'achas mechatichos enotame darmina shkuta hi. Now, when I talk about nevela and shkuta getting mixed together, there are 2 issues. Number one, there's the issue of eating. I'm not allowed to eat nevela, I'm allowed to eat shkuta. Okay? So that's one issue. That's not even the issue we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on another issue, and that's tumah. Mm-hmm. Nevela gives off tumah. Nevela, which is simply an animal that died without a proper shechita, gives off tumah. Tumas nevela. Anyone touches that piece of meat is going to be subject to becoming tumah.
What about the other meat?
The other meat also that touches it, in theory, is going to be tumah as well. Okay, that's in theory. Okay. If these 2 pieces of meat get mixed together, nevela and shchuta get mixed together, so Rav Chista says that it's going to be batel. And the way Rashi explains it, meaning that now if I touch it, I'm not going to be tameh. Why not? Listen carefully. It's a little bit of nevela. Okay. Right, it's a little bit of nevela that gets mixed up with a lot of shchuta. Okay, so Rav Chista says a little bit of nevela gets mixed up with a lot of shchuta, that it's impossible l'shchuta sheteyase nevela. Look, a shechted meat can never become nevela. Okay, once meat is shechted, it's not tamei. It never will be tamei. Never will be a source of tuma. Okay, let's make that clear because. You're right, it can become tamei if it touches something else which is tamei, but it itself can never become a source of tuma.
Even if you find there was trefin,
just
keep it simple.
Thank you. You're with me. You're on my side. So the ef shesh l'shchuta sheteyase in avela. However, now let's flip it around. Shchuta eino bet. I'm sorry. However, shchuta, shechta piece of meat is not batal benevela. Meaning, let's flip the case around. Let's say I have a piece of shechta meat gets mixed up with a lot of nevela meat. She'eshel nevela she'teyase shchuta. You see, nevela can become shechta meat. Now, I know that it should confuse everybody here in this room. Correct. So good. We're not talking about eating it. Eating it is not up for discussion. We're talking now about tumah. You see, because when you have nevela, nevela only gives off tumah while it's edible. Once it becomes inedible, once it spoils, the Gemara says it. Delechim misrcha parcha tum asa. Okay, so that when it becomes spoiled, so the tumah goes away. Okay, now, hear me out over here because this is where it's complex. Okay, we're basically saying it depends what gets mixed up with which is a majority and which is a minority. Terms that we're going to learn for today, there's something called the mivatel, the nullifier, meaning with what we normally call the majority, and the batel, or the butal. Whichever is grammatically correct. I'll let you decide. Because I certainly don't know. But the mivatel is that which is actually doing the nullification, which is doing the majority. So, according to Rav Chista, case number one is nevela gets mixed up with shchuta. Okay. A little bit of nevela gets mixed up with a lot of shchuta. Okay, so there, what's the mivatel? What's doing the nullification? Shechted piece of meat. Okay? And there, look, shechted pieces of meat can never become nevela. Mm-hmm. So what's that? That's min b'she'eino mino. Okay. Right. Listen. So it's min b'she'eino mino, and so therefore it's batal barov. So therefore that little piece of nevela is going to be totally nullified, meaning it's not going to give off tuma. Okay? In the opposite case, however, where I have a shechted piece of meat and it falls into a lot of nevela, so now a shechted piece of meat falls into a lot of nevela, it's there, nevela can turn into shchuta. Because once the nevela spoils, it can turn into shchuta. What are we going to call that?
Min
b'mino. We're going to call that min b'mino, and Rav Chista is subscribing to the viewpoint of, well, right now we'll call it Rabbi Yehuda, right? And min b'mino, there's never going to be bittul. Okay. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. Rabbi Chanina.
Before it's spoiled, what happens?
Wait. Okay, I'm going to ask everyone, just wait. Hold. Okay? Rabbi Chanina Amar. Kol she'ef shalo liyos kamahu eino batel, v'chol she'ef shalo liyos kamahu batel. And Rabbi Chanina says, flip everything around. Meaning everything Rav Chista said is correct, just the opposite of what he says. It depends which is the batal and which is the mevutal. Okay. Now, Aliba Deman. Now, before we even analyze the machlokas between Rav Chista and Rabbi Chanina, let's just understand one thing. They're following who? Meaning, okay, good. Okay, your answer is almost correct. Just watch the Gemara work. Okay, whose position are they following? So the Gemara says, "Aliba the money, aliba the rabbanan harme only who dolam evadle adadi avamim b'mino batel." Look, it's certainly not the chachamim. Like, leave them out of the whole discussion because we know, according to the chachamim, we are talking about. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. Min b'mino, min b'she'ino mino. Majority, minority are the only criteria. You have a majority, you have a minority, the majority is mevatel the minority. Okay, good? That part's easy. And so leave the chachamim out of the discussion because they're too easy for all this. And that is, as Hedy points out, that's going to be the bottom line. But that's not going to help us to get through the daf today. Correct. E aliba de Rav Yehuda, but if you're assuming they're going like Rav Yehuda, which is what it sounds like, which is what Ben suggested, but the problem is Rav Yehuda basar chazusa azel. According to Rav Yehuda, the whole criteria of defining what is min b'mino versus what is min b'she'no mino is all based on appearance. Appearance, according to Rav Yehuda, is everything. Right? Remember, what was the example that we gave earlier, a couple days ago? It was all about the reds. Right? As long as it looks red. So according to Rav Yehuda, it's all about the appearance. So over here, what are we talking about? We're talking about, well, since the nevela can turn into a shchuta, well, what does that mean? That doesn't mean anything for Rabbi Yehuda. It's all about the appearance. The idavid, min beminohu. So over here, you have two meats. They're meat, right? In the store, they look the same. Right, and the only way we know the difference is based on how much we pay for it. But but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a criteria. Criteria is its appearance, and it looks like meat, so there's no discussion to be had. According to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Let's put on our thinking hats. According to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's easy. The answer to this question is easy. Does it matter if there's more shchuta, if there's more nevela? The answer is never. It never matters. According to Rav Yehuda, there never will be bittul. Period. End of that discussion. Okay. So now, when we're having this complex discussion of Chistan Rabbi Chanina, well, it depends whether there's more nevela, there's more shchuta, and it depends on the nevela being turning into a shchuta. Like, who are they speaking within? Mm-hmm. Whose position are they following to even have that discussion? So it's going to be a modified Rabbi Yehuda. And from this point forward, we're going to call it Rabbi Chia. Okay? So the Gemara now introduces to us in kind of an awkward way. It's an awkward introduction. Right? It'd be nicer if we just first met Rabbi Chia by himself and then plug it into this whole discussion. But the Gemara says, no, there's a third opinion. There's the opinion of Rabbi Chia. Didni Rabbi Chia taught in the Braisa, Nevela u'shchuta betelo zubazu, Nevela and Shchuta are bato one in another. And now, if I just had Rabbi Chia's statement by itself, simple pshan Rabbi Chia is that it can work in either direction. Right? It doesn't matter what's getting mixed up with what. What's the majority, what's the minority? Rabbi Chia aliba demani, aliba de rabban hamri olin hu delam evali adadi hamim b'mino bato. So the Gemara says, look, Rabbi Chia and the Chachamim certainly are not working on the same wavelength. That's for sure. So good. V'i aliba de Rabbi Yehuda komim b'mino de Rabbi Yehuda lo bato. And what about Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yehuda? Are they working on the same wavelength? Doesn't seem that way. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minos lo bato, period, end of discussion. La'olam aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chia is working within Rabbi Yehuda, so like I said earlier, Rabbi Chia is like a modified Rabbi Yehuda. V'chia kama Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minos lo bato, hanimi la'echa de'ef sholo le'mahave kavasei. Ava'echa de'lo ef sholo le'mahave kavasei, bato. Okay. And Rabbi Chia is basically a modified Rabbi Yehuda. And it goes like this. If one can be like the other, so then there's not right. So then there's not going to be bittul. And now that we have a modified Rabbi Yehuda uva hakamiflagi, now we can finally go back to Rav Chista and Rav Chanina, and what they're arguing about is which is going to be like the other. Meaning, is it the mivatel going to be like the batel, or is it the batel becoming like the mivatel? That's the debate between Rav Chista and Rav Chanina. Rav Chista savra basar mivatel azlinan. Rav Chista says it's all about the mivatel, and Rabbi Chanina savra basar batel azlinan. Okay, So now we have a complete picture of our story. If we can organize, it's very simple to organize the information. We start off with first the Shitas Chachamim. Chachamim say there's always going to be Bittul. Even in the case of Min Bemino, there's going to be Bittul. That's Shitas Chachamim. And that's the halacha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the halacha. Halacha falls like the Chachamim. There's always going to be Bittul. Then we go to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to Min Bemino, like items, there's not going to be Bittul. And the criteria of defining Min Bemino is Chazus is going to be appearance. Okay, now we'll go to a third opinion. The third opinion is Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia, like Rabbi Yehuda, subscribes to this concept of Min Bemino, but his criteria of defining what is Min Bemino is going to be a different criteria. If one can become like the other, so that's going to be a case of Min Bemino. Now, which one is going to become like the other? Are we focusing on the Mivatel becoming like the Batel, or the Batel becoming like the Mivatel? That's subject to a machlokus amongst the Amoraim. So the Amoraim now split in terms of how to understand Rabbi Chia. Are we looking at the Mivatel, or are we looking at the Batel? Good. Now, for the remainder of today's daf, what we get to do is go back to our Mishnah, right? Which we, by the Mishnah that we just learned, and see, because really, interestingly enough, our Mishnah is going to speak to this machlokus of Rav Chisda and Rabbi Chanina. Okay, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah. Okay, we're going to go. Remember the three cases in the Mishnah? We get to go through all three cases in the Mishnah again. Case number one. Shtei menachos lo nikmetzu v'nisar v'zu b'zu. If I have two menachos, where I did not take off a kamitza and the two menachos get mixed up one with another. So what do we know? The Venn diagram. Our friend over here. Now, the Gemara says, let's think about this. Yeah. Okay? Everyone with me over here? Let's stop the picture, right? What the Mishnah solution is, I'll do Kemitza from this one, I'll do Kemitza from this one. Let's, after doing the Kemitza, let's stop for a moment, and let's think about it. This mincha now is made up of just what? Just shirayim. So now, I have this mincha, which is shirayim, mixed with this mincha, which is a mincha. Right? So I have shirayim get mixed up with mincha. Okay.
What you just did was that you started one status, you had min b'min, and then you modified one of the constituents.
Okay.
So you're going from min to min, right?
Now, what's going to end up happening is that when I do the comets from this one, the two are going to be the same. Mm-hmm. Right? So you see where we're going with this? Meaning we have a scenario where I have a mixture where one will become like the other. Oh, good. This is pretty much what we want to see. We want to see this scenario and how exactly does it play out. Now, we already know the answer to this question. Are the two menachos mevata one another? No. And I know that because the Mishnah tells me I could do comets from here and I could do comets from here. But after I did comets from here, I had a tarovis, I had a mixture of things which right now are not the same. This is Shirayim, and this is a Mincha. And yet, what the Mishnah tells me is that when I do comments from this one, it'll be fine. Meaning, I can view them both independent of one another. Okay. So, the Gemara says, it's so smart. Meaning, I know it's a little complicated, but it really is smart. It's unbelievable how the Gemara thought this through. I'm sorry, I read this already. Now, the term tevel is a term that we normally use when we talk about produce, that where I have not taken off chumas or maestros, but here, the other mincha where I didn't take off the kamitza, we're going to call it, the Gemara is going to call it teva, because essentially that's what it is. It's a mincha where I did not take off the kamitza yet, so we're going to call it teva. So now, Veloka mevatle shirayim letivla. Did you see what happened? The shirayim was not mevatel the tevel. Okay. Mani. Irabanan ha'armi olin hudala mevatle hadadi hamin bemino batel. Look, according to the Chachamim, the Chachamim subscribes to the view of Bittel, even when it's min bemino. So leave the Chachamim out of the discussion. El apshita Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlama, it's Rabbi Yehuda. But Bishlama lamadam rabasar batel azlinan, batel have kimevatel. Look, the batel, that which was going to be nullified, is going to end up being like the mevatel. Why? Because when I do the kamitza from mincha number two, haveluhu shirayim kihane. So then they're going to be the same. And now it's going to be min bemino. But if you're following the mivatel, mincha A, which is now just shirayim, shirayim mikahavu tivla, shirayim, once shirayim never becomes unshirayim. Alright? Maybe I didn't say it as best as I could, but, right, you know, shirayim, once shirayim, always shirayim. Shirayim can't be tevel. So the mivatel will never become like the batel. So it sounds better where if I follow the batel, that's great. Because the batel over here, that would be mincha B, is going to end up becoming like mincha A. But mincha A or shirayim A will never become like mincha B. So the Gemara says, lema delo karebi chia. If all this is correct, if our analysis is correct, so then it comes out that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Chia. So the Gemara says, right, according, very good, according to Rabbi Chanina's understanding. Right. Very good. So Hasam kid Reb Zera, Damer Reb Zera, Nemer Haktar, Bekomitz, Venemer Haktar, Beshirayim. So the Gemara's answer over here is, this case is special. Why? Because of a drasha. The drasha makes the case special. Ma Haktar Amur, Bekomitz, and Akomitz, Mevatel, Techaveraf, Haktar Amur, Beshirayim, and Shirayim, Mevatel, and Akomitz. Okay, Rabbi Zera has a drasha, meaning that this case is going to be unique. It just stands by itself because of a drasha of Rabbi Zera. Let's do this again. Tashma. Hakomish nitzarev b'mincha shalo nikmatza. Lo yater. V'im hikter zusha nikmatza asa labalim v'zusha la nikmatza lo asa labalim. Okay, what happened in case number two? Komets got mixed in with a mincha. Okay. A little komets guy gets mixed up with a big mincha. And what does the Mishnah say? If I burn it on the Mizbeach, it's okay. The komets, the owner of the komets got credited. Now, you have a lot of mincha there, and that mincha was not mevatel the komets. Again, Gemara goes through the same analysis. Money. Look, according to the Chachamim, right? No, meaning the large mincha is going to be mevatel the komets. So we're now holding like the Chachamim. Elapshita Rav Yehuda. So Bisham Laman Dam Rabasa Mevatel Azlinan Mevatel Havi Kebatel. Look, eventually the Mevatel is going to be like the Batel. Dechol Porta Havi Chazil Mikmatmine. Because any part of that mincha is eligible to be the Kemitza. Okay, so it is similar, or it could potentially be similar. The havele min bemino, min bemino labato. Elaman darma baser batel azlinan. But if we follow the batel, that which is being nullified, komets mika have tivla. Once komets, it's always going to be komets. It's undoable. The komets will never be like the mincha. So leimal delo karebi chia, and the Gemara again says, okay, so maybe it's not going to be going like Rabbi Chia. Hanami kerebi kederebi zera. And again, the Gemara says, the drush of Rabbi Zera tells us that this is unique. One more time for today, and then we'll pause. Tashma. Nis arev kom sabi shirayim shel chaverta, case number three of the Mishnah, where I have komets get mixed right back into the shirayim. Lo yakter v'im hikter ato labalim v'ha'achad lo havim mevata kabatil v'lo kemevat leile shirayim lekomets. And again over here, this is min b'she'en omino. Right, they can never become the same. So money, Rabbanan. So again, the Gemara now says, you know the drill. It's not going like the Chachamim because it's min. But even if it were min b'mino, there's still going to be bittel. And according to Rav Yehuda, it's also going to be an issue. And I'm sorry. And maybe it's going like Rav Yehuda, but it's certainly not going like Rabbi Chia, because according to Rabbi Chia, It's not a case of min bemino. Amar Bizera, and the Gemara says, Namar Akhtar becomes from Namar Akhtar Bishiraim. Ma'akhtar Amor becomes from Makomets Mavat Chaver, Akhtar Amor Bishiraim, Ain Shiraim Mavat Lemes Akomets. And again, the Gemara's answer, third time around. This is special because this is Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera makes this case unique. Okay, good. So, no, we'll stop over here. I'll do it. See. Because, I know. Okay, so again.
Is that, it says, when you can go back to the meeting.
Correct. It doesn't. Correct. Absolutely correct. It won't translate back to the meat. All right. Stop over here. Tomorrow, pick it up on Shabbos from the bottom of the Amud.